Week of February. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, in those nooks and crannies. Hope you had a great weekend. Maybe you spent a chunk of it actually watching the Super Bowl. If you did, you saw a pretty good game. It didn't start off that way. 28-6. Ooh, the Ravens were rolling over the 49ers. Then suddenly, somebody intervened. The lights went boom, boom out in the Superdome for 34 minutes. And when the lights went back on, San Francisco rolled. You could say it was divine intervention, or just a short. But either way, ultimately, within 4 minutes, the 49ers scored 17 points, so they made it a game. In fact, they had a chance to win the game, a legitimate chance. Four shots at the end zone that could have made the difference between a win and a loss, and it did. They lost. So one of the Harbaugh brothers won. It was John, the coach of the Ravens. In Baltimore, they are celebrating and loving it. It's the end of the Ray Lewis era on the defense. Ray Rice, the running man, gets his Super Bowl. Also, Michael Orr, many of you know him from The Blind Side. Remember the story, the Hollywood story that was done about his life and the family that took him in? Well, big moment for his family because he wins the Super Bowl, and it's in New Orleans, no less. So all kinds of running storylines throughout the evening, plus incredible ads and stinky ads. People always talk about the Super Bowl ads. Imagine if you're the guy who has to come up with the ad that's worth almost $4 million for 30 seconds. You better be good at your job, let's put it that way. The blackout, as it turns out, in the biggest game of the year for those 34 minutes, was about this power outage that happened because, and there were, by the way, 73 seats filled to the brim. This happened with 13 minutes and 22 seconds left in the third quarter. What happened was an abnormality in the power system triggered an automatic shutdown, forcing backup systems to kick in. But the initial problem, they still don't know. Some are saying it was Beyonce and her 12-minute performance with amazing lights, a techno kind of show that blew out the Superdome and caused it. Unfortunately, the whole week was good until that moment. Who turned off the power? Auxiliary power. Somebody from the 49ers camp did it. Let's start a conspiracy. For you conspiracy theorists, what are you thinking? I think it was too much use. So, but think about this. Escalators don't work. Credit card machines are down. Concourses only have small banks of light. Could be kind of creepy. The fans had to spend 30 minutes hanging out. I guess they could refill drinks if they had money, but if they didn't have money, there would be a problem there. In the end, it got fixed, and it all turned out fine, and it turned out to be a decent Super Bowl. So how about that? The Niners scoring their touchdowns, making it closer, made it that much more interesting. Just a couple other factoids about the game. Joe Flacco, the quarterback, was the MVP. He was terrific, as was the 49ers quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, who now there is a verb coined after Kaepernick, Kaepernicking, meaning kissing your forearm, because that's what he does when he scores. So the both quarterbacks were great. Only one could win, and it was Baltimore. They win the Super Bowl. Did anybody nail the score? If you've listened to America Tonight at all, and right from the get-go, I'm not going to make you wait for this if you just tuned in, and you call each week faithfully, hoping you're going to be the winner by picking the winner of the game and telling me what you think the final score will be. The answer is no winner this time around. Mike in Kentucky, pretty close, 35-31. Isn't that a shame? And he picked the Ravens. It was 34-31. Matt Johnson, who was reveling in the Super Bowl, so he's not even working the show, was pretty close to 33-31, subbing for Matt. Don Carlson doesn't even care about the Super Bowl. He was busy working one of his 15 jobs. He's a drummer, a plumber, and I don't know what else. And he's very good at doing what he's doing for us as the glue here on this version of America Tonight. But he didn't pay attention to the Super Bowl. So for him, it doesn't matter. And for many of you, it might not have mattered either. Maybe you just kind of kicked back and went into a cave over the weekend, bunkered down and hunkered down, and didn't pay attention to much else. I always say, no matter who you are, and I don't care if you are a conspiracy theorist and you're scared to death about what's happening in this country, you hate the politicians because so much is not getting done and it's the same old wah, wah, wah. At some point, I hope you find 5 minutes to chillax and enjoy your life, your freedoms that were so heavily fought for by so many Americans who have given up their own lives to allow us to live in this great country the way we frankly do, where we can listen to crappy music or watch too many sports or read a crappy book or read a fine piece of literature or watch and just sit out on a lake and watch the fish jump and hope we catch a few, right? We will dive back into politics, however, as we're getting ready for another week, like I said, at the front end of February. One of the saddest things over the weekend had to be that Chris Kyle didn't get to see the Super Bowl and his family. He's an author and a former Navy SEAL sniper who killed at least 150 insurgents in Iraq, dead at the age of 38, at the hands, as it looks like, of another war vet, a young vet who served for 4 years. Chris Kyle did 4 combat tours and had 2 Silver Stars. He was trying to help people suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome help his fellow brothers out and was doing a great job at that. Unfortunately, it looks like one of them flipped on him and killed him and another man at a shooting range outside of Fort Worth, Texas. He's in custody right now. The bail is $3 million. I mean, this guy was amazing. He truly was an American hero. And what a way for, I mean, what a sad, sad way for him to die, because he deserved the highest honors you can imagine as a Navy SEAL. He was a hero. Slew of medals, like I said, back-to-back-to-back-to-back tours, the highest kill count sniper-wise in military history. The insurgents wanted to take him out at every turn, and unfortunately his death at the hands of Eddie Ray Ralph, who was there trying to get some help to alleviate his post-traumatic stress disorder, and it turned on him and one of his friends as well. Very, very sad, very ironic. My, oh my, oh my. Hang with us. Odds and ends on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This week on America Tonight include the ethics panel reviewing a senator from New Jersey, Senator Bob Menendez, and the fact that he might have received gifts from a Florida doctor whose office was raided this week by the FBI. The FBI scoured through the West Palm Beach office of a guy named Solomon Mengen, an eye doctor and a very good friend of Menendez and a donor. Menendez, of course, is the new chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, wrote a check for $58,000 to reimburse him for trips that he took to the Dominican Republic on his private jets. So there's some confusion here. The ethics panel opens a preliminary inquiry anytime it gets a complaint or allegation or anything that they might have violated the rules. The senator served 13 years in the House of Reps before he filled the Senate seat that the governor appointed him to, that he vacated to become the governor. That was John Corzine, if you remember. He then got a full term, blah, blah, blah. And so here we go again. It's always the ones with so much passion about crucifying the rest of the bunch that turn up to have things that just don't add up. Even money that might be in their freezer. Remember that? I know you know who I'm talking about. So we move on from this, what the Ethics Committee will ultimately find there, to some other things politically that are being bounced around all over the place as we watch these cabinet positions and what's going to happen, especially when it comes to Chuck Hagel, who seems to get all tied up when he's asked questions that are iffy for him of things that he said in the past over Iran versus Israel I say, brother, just come clean with what you said, because it's so easy to dig into the vault and find them. And I think it's that whole spin thing, and you get caught in the spin machine, and it's just so easy to, it's so easy when you're getting grilled and it's a hearing. If somebody's got the ammunition, they're going to use it, and they got the ammunition on Hagel. I think he probably gets confirmed, but I'm not so sure he's the best defense guy anyway. Do we want him as Secretary of Defense if he's waffling all over the place on what he said? He can't own it. See, this is the thing. Do we want our politicians to own what they say? I'm going to be the first person to tell you yes. Whether I agree with them or not, it doesn't matter. I will take an honest person or a seemingly honest person who stands up for what they say and backs it up and just lives with it. This, you can certainly change your mind or have people... Imagine if somebody came forward and said, listen, this is how I feel about, like, in the case, of course it would never happen, but in the case of this hearing, if you had Chuck Hagel who said, you know what, that's exactly what I said about Israel, and I'm sticking to it. That's how I feel about Israel. I'm not backing all the pro-Israel things that are certainly happening, that are happening now with Republicans, because I'm not buying it. I don't think we should put all this money in the pockets of Israel, or I don't understand how we're being held hostage, and just own his remarks and say, this is how I believe, this is what I still think. Unless he has a massive change of heart that's for real, and then you say, yeah, it's exactly what I said, but you know what? It's two decades later, something's changed, here's what I think now. Come on. Give us the real stuff instead of the talking points. That's what it is. We are in a talking point world. Somebody who's clever comes up with a talking point. They're paid to do that. They hand them to the political person, whether it's a president, a cabinet member, a wannabe cabinet member, anybody. And just give us the true scoop. But this is the problem with this immigration debate, which we'll talk about this week because there's going to be more on immigration. Coming up, we've got a hearing scheduled for gun control, and also immigration's coming up too on the board. So the hot potato of immigration reform has been around for how long? For decades. We have laws in the book. They're not enforced. So what's happening with the Republican Party is it's being fractured with the Tea Party and other elements of the Republican Party. So you have Tea Party favorites like Marco Rubio, who is selling the bill to the conservative side of the Republicans, and he's getting some backup from Paul Ryan and from Jeff Flake. There probably are others. But some of the other Tea Party people who have been elected by the Tea Party are saying, I'm not doing this. In fact, House Tea Party caucus member Congressman Lamar Smith ripped the bipartisan plan as amnesty and said that it's a drain on the economy and a threat to border security. Some other House Tea Party caucuses, which included Steve King, Republican from Iowa, say, we're just not convinced of this. What are you trying to tell us? Because the fear is that if people who are here illegally are allowed to become permanent residents or citizens, it'll drive up the federal debt and be even more of a drag on the economy. It's going to cost millions of dollars because of the government benefits that are going to have to be shelled out. Rubio is not wavering. He's saying you have to do this for the future of the Republican Party. I think they're going to be split on this thing. I don't know how Tea Party elected people are going to give up, as I was just saying, what they believe in to jump on this new pathway to citizenship. And how many people, by the way, in what's proposed in the pathway to citizenship who are here illegally, how many are going to come forward and add up their back taxes and say, okay, I'm paying my back taxes and my fines, and here's what I have, and here's moving forward how I want to become an American citizen. Good luck with that. Where are they coming up with the amount of money that they're going to do, that they're going to pay back? I think it'll be a nightmare. Even trying to figure out how to make that work is a nightmare. It's not this, the bipartisan cooperation on a hocus-pocus deal doesn't matter. It sounds good. Oh, we have bipartisan cooperation on immigration. We're going to work on this problem. We're going to figure it out once and for all. And we keep coming back to the same thing. Border security, border security. We have to secure our borders, have to secure our borders. We've been saying that since I was born. We have to secure our borders. So what is different? What is secure? And what do we need to do now? What hasn't been done that we're not doing? You know, there's the question. So we'll talk about that a bunch this week on America Tonight. We're going to have some guests that are going to chat about that. Also, that gun control hearing coming up on the 12th. And how about this for the most absurd comment of the them all? I'm going to say this is the blunder of the day. It was Super Bowl Sunday, and it turned out to be a great Super Bowl. There were some clever commercials, and there are more things that we'll talk about on our next show on America Tonight, because it is the death of football, if you will, for the season. But how about the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, saying he would absolutely want his child to play football after the president said he'd have to think long and hard about allowing his kid, if he had a son, to take part in it? Goodell was asked the same questions, and he said, of course, well, duh, he's the commissioner of the NFL. He wants this thing to flourish. How are they going to make millions and millions and billions if the commissioner is saying, I would never allow my son to play? And he, by the way, gets an easy out in this because he has two daughters. So, head injuries, the wrists, the concussions, that's what people are talking about. Goodell wouldn't confirm that there is a proven connection between the sport and medical problems in retired players, even though some of our beloved icons, sadly, oh, it pains me to watch some of the stories being done on them where they can barely talk because they've been battered around their brains so much. And thank goodness now at least they're studying that. And thousands of former players are suing the NFL because they're saying that not enough was done to tell them about the dangers of concussions, and not enough is being done today to take care of them. Bravo, more people are paying attention. So maybe we'll have a few breakthroughs that can make it a little bit better, a little bit safer to play the great game of NFL football. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road. You can too.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Super Bowl Monday to some of the ads in the Super Bowl, plus some of the highlights surrounding the Super Bowl. You had baby celebs, beer, the Clydesdales, all that kind of stuff that were part of the ads that a lot of people seem to like. As I mentioned before, that's part of what we talk about in our culture, the Super Bowl. My husband said an interesting thing to me. We were taking a long walk today before the game, and we're looking around, and there's all these American flags out, and he said, "Don't tell me this is because of the Super Bowl. Do you think this is because of the Super Bowl? How big is this game going to get?" And the answer is, I think it's to infinity. We don't know. How much are ads going to be 10 years from now for the Super Bowl if they're already 3.8 million for 30 seconds? But I wanted to talk about this horrible story of this ex-SEAL. It's just absolutely shocking. He wrote a book called American Sniper, and it's his autobiography and of the fact that he was the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history. 150 insurgents, as I mentioned, killed by his hands, and so they hated him. They wanted him dead in the Middle East, all over the place, whether you're talking about Iraq or Afghanistan. They're looking for this guy. And as soon as I hear about the fact that he was killed at a gun range in Glen Rose, Texas, not too far from actually where our satellite facility is, I was stunned. Immediately, I'm thinking, you know, who's trying to take this guy out? Because he's been very critical of the administration lately, and there have been, you know, the thing that he had the hit on him, and who's to say that that couldn't happen in the U.S.? But another guy, his pal, who was helping him help other veterans who were struggling making it back in the U.S. once they had gotten back, a guy named Chad Littlefield, also was killed at this Rough Creek Lodge. It's a beautiful area because they have lots of land there, and a lot of people go there to shoot. And it's on the map, so to speak. People seek it out, go there, spend time there. And he was spending time there helping these other veterans. So what ultimately happens is on Saturday he's murdered along with his friend Chad Littlefield, and there's nothing but questions all over the place. That it looked like a semi-automatic handgun was used in the shootings, and that gun was recovered at this other Marine's, ex-Marine's house, and he was, these guys were in their 30s. This was a guy that was, 24 years old. And the fact is that Kyle was a decorated Navy SEAL, Chris Kyle, and he had 2 Silver Stars, had done 4 tours of duty. I mean, you talk about passion and talk about worried about your brother or soldiers. And he was passionate about helping those soldiers struggling to fight to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, something that, we really weren't talking about except for the last couple of years, and there's still a fight to deal with that. So the guy that they were helping, unfortunately, was supposedly suffering from this, and he was a corporal in the Marines from June of 2006 to January of 2010. He was deployed to Iraq in 2007, and he's a reserve. He's listed as a reserve, and for whatever whatever it was that ultimately led to this course, it's just the worst bit of news that these families could possibly receive for this SEAL, this decorated SEAL, who was only trying to do his best to try to help fellow soldiers who, frankly, weren't making it, who were struggling, trying to get their heads together. And the shooting deaths at the hands of what it looks to be this 25-year-old Eddie Ray Ralph makes just absolutely no sense. But he sits in jail on 2 counts of capital murder. It happened on Saturday late in the day. They picked him up finally on Saturday evening, and there's nothing but a lot of sad questions facing what happened here. And the fact that Ralph was unemployed and was suffering from, it looked like, some kind of form of mental illness. There were a lot of rumors to that effect, but they don't have the medical evidence yet. They're still, of course, investigating this. The Sheriff's Department is. So here's a couple of thoughts on it. The one is that, how we've waited so long to help so many of these soldiers, and here this guy was stepping in to do that, and that's a shame. And the other part of it is, as we go back to this, the same thing again, where it's such a severe transition because of what has happened in this war, where children are rigged up and the IEDs and people coming back missing limbs, and how tight that bond is in the military, and where you're serving with someone and then they're blown away. There just is not enough we can do. There is not enough we could possibly do to help these guys. And we're not doing enough. We're just simply not doing enough. So Ryan Owens talked about Eddie Ralph and why the gun range for PTSDs.
He is a 25-year-old Marine. He apparently served for 4 years. We're told by the local sheriff that at some point his mother may have reached out to Chris Kyle asking for help. We don't know for sure that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, but we do know that he was having a hard time readjusting to civilian life, and apparently at some point his family reached out to Kyle. Kyle was doing this as a good deed, trying to mentor this young man, and ended up dead.
And then, of course, why the gun range for doing that in the first place?
Chris Kyle was a big believer in gun rights and a big belief that shooting could be part of the therapy, that you could sort of reclaim the sound of gunshots, to reclaim the gun as a way really to move forward, that it was something that you shouldn't shy away from, but something you should tackle, and that he thought that practice shooting with this young man, as he has done with many others, might help him get past some of his traumatic memories of combat.
Yeah, there you go, and that's the philosophy that other people share as well. The sheriff talked about the charges, asking for prayers because it's so shocking and such a horrible obstacle to get over with this just happening over the weekend, and both of the men who were killed have children and wives, and talking about helping veterans and the idea of what Owens mentioned there, the shooting therapy.
Apparently, Mr. Kyle works with people that are suffering from some issues that have been in the military. And this shooter is possibly one of those people that he had taken out to the range to mentor, to visit with, to help him. You know, that's all I can tell you.
Thoughts and prayers are with the Kyle and Littlefield families.
My reaction is one of just shock, pissed off, if you will, in crisp type terms, and, you know, and numbness.
Kind of have an idea that maybe that's why they were at the range, for some type of therapy that Mr. Kyle assists people with. And I don't know if it's called shooting therapy. I don't have any idea, but that's what little bit of information that we can gather so far.
Yeah, terrible thing. Just an awesome guy by all accounts, by people who knew Chris Kyle. I didn't know him, but I had a buddy who knew him. I sent him a quick note after this had happened, got something back, and he said, he really believed in the power of this kind of therapy that he was working on, and just in helping the veterans in general, whatever it took, whatever he had to do in getting them to a point where they could at least function, where they felt like they could function and sleep through the night and not be on 10 gazillion pills and not feel like all was lost with no job and suffering and trying to make that transition back into American life. And how tough is that? One can only imagine, as somebody who's not served, but have friends who have served, have many of you have called in, have had many guests who have talked about this, and have seen it, I've seen this firsthand in what that's like, and it's a vicious cycle, and it's a tough thing to tackle, and bravo for this man and what he dedicated his life to, and what a sad, sad ending to his life, the fact that this is what he was doing. And imagine the mother of this kid, of Eddie Ray Ruth, who wanted so desperately for her son to get some help, to have that happen. It just has to be just a terrible, terrible thing. And I think the family is trying to figure it out and put it all together, and I hope his nonprofit gets a lot of donations, and that somebody else takes up the mantle and tries to help these veterans. And the group that he funded, the ironic thing is they were about to have a big fundraiser at the gun range where they were, and a lot of people were on board and paid thousands of dollars to come out and be part of that civilian training event. He had a training company, and this was to be in the beginning of March, and it's an awful, awful thing, I think, for so many people that lost a very, very good friend and somebody who was really there in the trenches, grassroots level, getting his hands on and around this very serious problem that we can't seem to address enough. We can't do that with all these people that have been deployed, and the people have been deployed again and again, and the things that they've seen in coming back. It's just an awful, awful part of as we wrap up everything, and we've done it in Iraq and now in Afghanistan, and this just speaks volumes to that, because Ralph had been out of the service for 2 years. All right, stay with us. We're going to lighten the load and go back to some Super Bowl conversation next on America Tonight.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Steps up in the pocket, throwing deep. He's got Jacoby Jones open at the 10. Jones makes the catch. He's not touched. Bounces up. Spins out of one tackle. Running at the left hash mark. Launches in. Touchdown, Ravens. Jacoby Jones, Mr. Long Distance, has struck again. Woohoo! What a score!
Akers kick off to start the second half. Fielded by Jacoby Jones, 8 yards deep, brings it out of the end zone. Left hash mark 10, 15, 20, shed the tackle, 30. Jacoby Jones midfield, he might, 30, he could, 20, no flag, he will go all the way, Jacoby Jones!
There's nothing on the big screen TV, that's out. All of the lights on the state of the 49ers side of the Superdome are out. The only lights that are on the Ravens side of the field. All of the broadcast outlets are on the 49ers side of the field. There's not a light to be seen. There is still some light in the Superdome. The players are on the field, but there is nowhere near enough light to play football. And that happened at the conclusion of the play in which Colin Kaepernick was sacked for the 49ers to lead the third down.
Kaepernick wants to throw, pump once, under pressure, and he's sacked back at the 40-yard line. Arthur Jones, the former Syracuse Orange Star, making the penetration and delivering the Ravens' second sack in the Super Bowl.
Talk about being relentless. You only got so much time. When you're looking down the field, no one's there. That's all they cover, sack. He's pumping, he's pumping.
Kaepernick standing in the pocket, pulls the ball down. Scrambling away. Tripped up as he's trying to get out, and he goes down at the 40-yard line. Arthur Arthur Jones, who's down on the ground, has reached out and clipped Kaepernick by the ankles and dropped him for a sack.
Yeah, the pressure was starting to come around him. Nothing was developing down the field. He wanted to get past Crabtree on the hesitation.
Kaepernick pops up. Action play takes the floor. Looking, drills one to the near side. Crabtree catches him. Ripped away, and Crabtree will take it in for a touchdown. Kaepernick takes the snap. Going to give to Gore. Running back right. Delaney Walker trying to block. And the great Gore will run for a touchdown with an extraordinary block by Delaney Walker. He just rushed Henry. 49ers are going to bring an extra rusher. It's Bowman. The pass out of the left flag caught by Ray Rice. Bowman the ball. He fumbled the ball. It's picked up by Terrell Brown. The 49ers have it. Kaepernick takes the snap. Kaepernick going to roll to his left. Trying to get down the sideline. Kaepernick running to the 10. To the 5. He's in. Touchdown 49ers. Kaepernick's legs spring again.
Sam Cook standing in the end zone, and that's exactly what he's going to do. He drops in the back of the end zone. Clock is at 7. Cook running around, still on his feet, and finally chased out of bounds with 4 seconds left on the clock. Hugh Holden, Sam Cook alertly burning 8 seconds off the clock, and now the Ravens will have a free kick fielded by Gannett Gage. Clocked again, 3 seconds left. 2, get to the 40. Time is expired. Ginn is tackled. And the Hayes is a bar. The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions.
Woo! Let's run down the ground, Jake. Let's beat.
For 49er fans, that's the way it ended, and congratulations to the Ravens. They win it. It looked like they were going to blow it, and it turned out to be an exciting Super Bowl in the end. That's the key thing. If we're going to waste some time watching the Super Bowl, we want it to be good, and it was a good Super Bowl. It's a very strange Super Bowl because you had a power outage that knocked out lights inside the Superdome. It delayed action for a half an hour almost, you know, more than a half an hour, a little bit over. Then when play started, San Francisco, they were getting pummeled. They scored 17 points within 4 minutes. 4 minutes. So how about that? Joe Flacco, in the end, becomes the stud of the game and gets the MVP, and he should have because he was had an incredible season, and in the playoffs he had a really, really good season. But it ended up being a tight one at the end, and that's key because it wasn't boring. If you were going to walk away from it, you did. Oh, you missed a good Super Bowl. Top 10 for sure. For some, maybe top 5. I'm not saying it would be my top. It's not my top Super Bowl, or not even my second. But it would be up there. Nobody nailed the score. 34-31. So close. So many so close, but not close enough. So congratulations to Dave in Vermont, as he is the only guy who nails the score for this America Tonight Nail the Score season when it comes to the NFL. Boy, we've had a lot of fun doing it. I know it's been tough, and people exhaustedly call in and send their guesses, and it's awesome. Each week, people are still out there pounding away. Pete in Texas, and Carrie, and Jack, and Mike in Kentucky, and Rick in Illinois, and Dan in Texas, and thanks so much for participating. We'll do another Nail the Score when we get to college hoops and the big tourney, but until then, it's put to bed. How about that? Flacco becomes only the 6th in 47 Super Bowls, quarterback that is, to throw for 3 scores in a first half. Wow, incredible. Super Bowl ads. The Super Bowl ads that people will be talking about, and the Super Bowl ads that people, I don't know, maybe think fizzled. I don't know that I'm going to agree with the list that's out there for most people. I think that some of the Super Bowl ads that will get a lot of buzz is the Doritos ads. They had a couple of good Doritos ads, as they always do. I think they must work with a pretty good agency. So here's Doritos. You didn't see nothing.
Honey, have you seen our cat?
All right, so nope, the cat is gone. That's why. And he's basically covering it up. It's all about the Doritos. So it was a cat killing a dog, bribing his owner to look the other way on the feline side, if you will, for this bag of Doritos, and was probably, I think it was one of the funnier ads of the night. Cat lovers might not be really super excited about it, as it's been described by some people. Let's move on from that one to back to the cars again. Cars, chips, booze, and soda. Always big when it comes to an event like the Super Bowl. And let's face it, they're the big companies. They have the money to pony up. The Kia.
It's halftime. Both teams are in the locker room discussing what they can do to win this game in the second half. It's halftime in America, too.
So there you go, Mr. Sandman, the whole thing, halftime in America. And the idea here is you've got the mother of all dreams, you got the sporty Kia, Motley Crue, MMA action, attractive women, let's say. So the Sandman dumped a little too much sand on a sleeping man. That's what it resulted in. And the conclusion, when he busts out of his dream, he reclaims his wife from a Fabio wannabe, romping through her own subconscious. It's a classic from before. All right, here's another one. This one is the Volkswagen commercial. Check it out. To give you an idea, talking about Volkswagen, it's talking about resolutions of working out, losing a little weight, the motivation for the dog has to lose weight, chases the VW bug. One of my all-time favorites, and that's why we're bringing it back out of the vault. If you want to chime in, you can, AmericaTonight.net.
Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.